Members of the Aboriginal and Jewish communities have observed the anniversary of a unique protest in Melbourne. 74 years ago, an Aboriginal activist named William Cooper tried to hand a resolution to the German Consul General condemning the Nazis' persecution of the Jews. Today, Mr. Cooper's descendants and members of the Jewish community reenacted his walk to the consulate. And as Samantha Donovan reports, they received a very different reception to the one William Cooper got in 1938.
74 years ago, William Cooper and his colleagues at the Australian Aborigines League had this message for the German Consul General in Melbourne.
On behalf of the Aboriginal inhabitants of Australia, wish to have it registered and on record that we protest wholeheartedly at the cruel persecution of the Jewish people by the Nazi government in Germany. We plead that you would make it known to your government and its military leaders that this cruel persecution of their fellow citizens must be brought to an end.
But the German Consul General refused to see the Aboriginal delegation, which had walked into town from William Cooper's home in Melbourne's west. The man reading the resolution is Mr. Cooper's grandson, Alf Uncle Boydie Turner. Today he succeeded in handing a replica of the letter to the current Honorary Consul General of Germany in Melbourne. Aboriginal friends and relatives, Holocaust survivors and other members of the Jewish community were there to see it. 84-year-old Mr. Turner was delighted he'd finally done what his grandfather had set out to do.
It means a great deal to me and to the rest of the family to be here today and to do that. And it's something that the family's been speaking about for a number of years, and we finally got around to it.
William Cooper was a Yorta Yorta man who devoted much of his life to campaigning for the rights of Indigenous people. He became particularly active after moving to Melbourne when he was in his 70s. When he heard of Kristallnacht and other attacks on Jews in Germany in November 1938, he felt compelled to give his support to their cause despite the oppression of his own people. Alf Turner says his grandfather's compassion and interest in human rights grew from childhood.
My grandfather grew up in a rough tent with a mother that wasn't very well, with three siblings, and that was his life until he grew to the age of 14 years. And I think that when he got a bit of education, not much, but he got enough to put up a fight for his people.
Abe Schwartz, a member of Melbourne's Jewish community, helped organise today's reenactment.
Uncle William Cooper had a dream to right the wrongs that he found in history, whether they were for his own people or for another people. When he heard about the wrongs being perpetrated to the Jews of Nazi Europe, he tried to right that wrong from a position of no human or civil rights of his own. His grandson and family have followed that dream to pursue their grandfather's wishes. As a proud Jew, I could not be more delighted.
How amazing is it to you that an Aboriginal man in 1938, who didn't really have any rights in his own country, had the compassion to be caring about people in Europe?
Amazing is an understatement. It's phenomenal that he had the capacity, the wherewithal, the lateral thinking, the time, the interest to fight for the rights of others and think about the rights of others when he had so many rights of his own to fight for. But on the other hand, it's not amazing because of the empathy. I can understand full well why maybe somebody like that was the only person in the world to make a public protest as a private individual.
Michael Pearce, SC, is Germany's honorary Consul General in Melbourne. He says the German embassy gave its full support to today's commemoration.
Well, I feel it's been an opportunity to right a wrong from the past. 74 years ago, the then German Consul should have accepted this letter and this resolution. He refused to do that.
I'm wondering, back in 1938, would the German Consul of the time not have accepted the letter because of its content or because of the fact that Mr. Cooper was Aboriginal?
We can only speculate about it. But there was a sense, I suppose, in those days in which Aborigines were very much invisible members of society. and it may well, the refusal to receive them may well have reflected that, as well as the obvious reluctance to accept any acknowledgement of what was being done to the Jews at the time in Germany.
Israel has planted trees in honour of William Cooper in the Forest of Martyrs near Jerusalem, and there's also a memorial to him at the city's Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum. The William Cooper Justice Centre is one of the main buildings in Melbourne's legal precinct. Alf Turner still wants to travel to England to complete another mission of his grandfather's.
In the early days, the grandfather wrote a letter to the King of England, which is the Queen's grandfather, and he was asking them to intervene in the struggle for the Aboriginal people, and it never left Australia. He wrote it through the government of the day. I want to go across there and present her with the letter if I can.
Alf Turner is the grandson of the Aboriginal activist William Cooper. He was speaking to Samantha Donovan.